The readings today are very powerful and great reminder for us to truly understand that God is both merciful and just. Sometimes we pick an either or to God's great qualities, right? God is both merciful and just because he sees our heart. And the words that we often hear in the scripture and the words that we need to understand its root and its meaning is the word that Jesus used today, the word hypocrite. What is a hypocrite? It comes from the Greek word that describe before we have our medieval or modern place, right? Where we have different characters or different people for different parts of the play. The Greek, the hypocrite, is the actor. And instead of having different people, they wear different masks for different characters. So they would take off the mask for one character and put on the other one as they assume different roles. That who is a hypocrite? They put on a good show. They put on different personalities. They act like they got it all together. They act like someone else, but they can never be true to themselves. That's why Jesus disliked the hypocrites, because he disliked their dishonesty to themselves, because they could never be true to who they truly are, depending on God. We're all sinners. We have all failed, and we are all in need of grace. It is important for us to truly be vulnerable, transparent, and honest to God, and to be vulnerable, transparent, and honest to other people too. We should not be hypocrites in putting a good show to prove to other people or to be self-righteous, but to truly letting the law lead us to what Jesus said today, loving God. Loving God. Loving God in our neighbor, loving God in our words and our action, and loving God with our whole life. What did St. Paul said in the first reading today, are you unaware that the kindness of God would lead you to repentance? How wonderful that is. The kindness of God should lead us toward repentance, not the fear of judgment of God, but how kind he has been to us, so that we don't take advantage of God's kindness and mercy, but to say that he has forgiven me, he has loved me, therefore I need to change my life in loving him. God's kindness is so important because his kindness reminds us that we're all works in progress. We're all in need of grace, and we are all need to learn this lesson of patience where we all struggle. I don't know about you, but I struggle with patience a lot. I am a recovering perfectionist, right? I struggle with perfectionism every day. You know, it's in my gene. I'm an Asian person. It's expected of us. And so how to find God, how to see God, and how to allow God to work in all the imperfections, all the limitation and brokenness of this world, that's where grace is. That's where we're able to see that it's not dependent on me or my profession or my self-righteousness. I don't have to. This whole world doesn't have to be all right, all good for his grace to be at work. And we're all instrument of that kindness and that mercy. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, let us not be hypocrites. Let us not be anyone than our true selves, so that we, in everything that we have, whether good or bad, all of our imperfection and our limitation, we can know that his love is with us, and we're changing every day. We change our lives because we have first experienced what it means to be loved by him.